Sunday, 7 to 8. Saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part. My bitch a choosy lover. Never fuck without a rub. Never in the sheets. Like it on top of the club. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressed. Top notch hoes. Get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fuck it up the game. Bitch it gets no love. She be cross country. Giving all that shit got. Thousands on a pop. I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. Smashed up the gray one. Bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, return head. Hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scared. Bitch chose me. You ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Ew. I choose you. Radio Free Brooklyn. We live in the building. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm your host, Remick Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. I hope you're doing well out there. Wherever you are, it's most likely hot here in the United States of America. Hot ass. That's right. That's right. It's going down out there. Boom. Yes. But thank you for tuning in to Butt, Sweat, and Beers here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you for choosing Radio Free Brooklyn as your form of freeform radio. If you'd like to set up some type of sponsorship or underwrite some underwriting with Radio Free Brooklyn, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yes. If you'd like to set up some sponsorship with regard to a show, by all means, go ahead. Or if you'd like to underwrite or set up some sponsorship with Radio Free Brooklyn, then you can do that too. Just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and just follow the tabs and you should be good to go. Anyway, thank you for listening. And once again, thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Hey, we're back. Yeah. So, for those of you who didn't get the message, it's hot as balls out there. That's right. Even though you don't have balls, just go grab, I don't know, grab like two plums or something like that. There you go. Now, and then go put them in a microwave. And then, you know, for like about 30 seconds and then hold them. Now it's hot as balls. Congratulations. Now that we have all balls now. Good. We can all claim that it is hot as balls out there. Yes. Yes. Good. Good. Meeting adjourned. Good. It's hot in the city. For those of you who do not know, Radio for Brooklyn is actually in Brooklyn. That's right. It's the studio is somewhere in Osama bin Laden's old man cave and everything. They got a good price, and so we're just doing a show out of here. It's real cool. We like it. Whatever. For those of you listening at this show, if you hear like a little whirring sound in the background, don't worry. That's just the AC. You know, I gotta keep it cool down here because it's hot. It's hot in hell. I tell you, it's hot in hell. Anyway, for those of you who care about weather, here it goes. Brooklyn. Right now, it falls at a balmy 89 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 89 degrees or higher. There you go. Well, with a humidity of 54, with winds coming out of the west-southwest at 21 miles per hour, with a chance of possible late-night showers. Who knows? Fingers crossed. That's right. Tonight, we'll be looking at 78 degrees. So, is it a sweater night? Let me scratch my head and get back to you on that. All right. Tomorrow's going to be hot as balls, too. That's right. That's right. If you thought hot as balls one was great, you should try hot as balls two. Oh, man. This is for some reason, this has been a shortless summer for me. I'm looking. I am in the market for some cargo shorts. If anybody knows where I can pick me up some cargo shorts, please, by all means, you know, call in at 718-928-9732. Because my calves need to breathe, all right? My knees need to breathe, all right? My ankles have not seen the light of day. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, all right? Like a man's calves need to breathe sometime. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, it's been a marvelous day in the neighborhood. Let's see. If you're keeping up with the news, apparently, is anybody going to jail for Bridgegate? Nope. That's right. So what have we learned? That's right. Let's see. Well, white collar crime, good. Blue collar crime, not so good. No collar crime, you going to jail, motherfucker. You going to jail. All right. Jeez, you ain't friends with the governor, so you kiss my ass. You going to jail. But if you're friends with the governor, well, you know, how can we send him to jail? He doesn't know what jail's like. All right, tell you what, we're going to give you community service and a slap on the wrist, all right? So enjoy Allenwood Prison Farm for about 12 hours. Yeah. There you go. That's right, justice. I haven't seen justice in a while, so there you go. Anyway, so there was that. Also, I'd like to bring this topic to your attention. Why isn't there any, there's been a National Ice Cream Day, National Cookie Day. There's, let's see, National High Five Day, which I think every day is National High Five Day, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You put your hand up, you throw a high five. If you don't throw a high five or didn't wish to throw a high five to somebody, you're a dick. You know, like, or clearly, like, maybe you're just way too busy. Maybe your hands are dirty. Okay, you're germaphobe. Okay, that's fine. Put on some gloves and high five through that. You're going to be all right. Like, geez, no human contact for you? Oh, I didn't know you were that special. What, are you an alien life form? Okay, well, good luck with that. All right? Yeah, so anyway, I digress. Let me get back on track. So, yeah, I see all of these, you know, like National Food Days, National Ramen Day, National Burger Day, National Sibling Day, you know what I'm saying, National Best Friend Day, National Spouse Day, National Bring Your Dog Day, National Cat Day, National Dog Day, Uncle, Aunt, National Fart Day, you know what I'm saying, National Unfriending on Social Media Day. Folks, where is National Stripper Appreciation Day? I'm talking to all of you. Your silence is deafening right now. Where is National Stripper Appreciation Day? These strippers clapping their cheeks out here for our entertainment, no appreciation. It's ruthless, I tell you. It's wrong, I tell you. No, I cannot let this stand. I cannot let this day go by and not I gotta put a little something on these strippers. That's all I'm saying. What is wrong with all of you? All right? Have you no time to just stop and watch the cheeks clap? What's wrong with you? What is wrong with all of you? You ingrates. Like, is your life doing so well that you can't look past the point of like going to some shady club that's gonna ask you $20 just so you can get felt up by some dude who should possibly be a freaking lineman for a national football team, but probably didn't make the cut, but hey, has got enough money to buy a black suit to be a bouncer outside of a strip club in which there are women in there, you know what I'm saying, clapping cheeks, trying to get to college. I'm just saying, the time is now, folks. You know, if you're not going to tip, at least, you know what I'm saying, at least applaud. You know, you got to... I applaud all these women. I applaud them. I applaud them for their effort, you know. I applaud them for going to Rainbow Shop and buying these scantily clad clothes for my entertainment, you know. I do not applaud them asking me over and over again would I like to buy them champagne. That is absurd. I do not drink champagne daily. I don't understand why you would. So why you keep asking me? You know, champagne is not my default drink of choice. Perhaps you didn't hear about, you know, not all sparkling wines are champagne. Some of them are just sparkling wines. Like, you can have Prosecco. That's from Italy. You know what I'm saying? It's not champagne, but because it's not from the Champagne region. Whatever. What's your name? Oh, I didn't. Innocent? I think not. Like, I don't, like, yeah. Sidebar, never trust a stripper named Innocent. Like, because that's, let's be real. Let's be real. That's just not happening. It's just not happening. Anyway. But I digress once again. Regardless of the name of the stripper, Candy, Muffin, Shonda, you need to appreciate these girls. These women are, I mean, they're making it happen. I mean, there should be like a stripper MVP. You know, I wonder if there's like a stripper MVP or something like that. There should be like a stripper league. You know, I don't know if there's like a stripper playoffs because that's going to be too hard. That's so subjective. You know what I'm saying? Because like where it's like how do you categorize strippers? There's so many different types. There's like, you know, there's like big booty strippers. Then there's like the athletic strippers. You know what I'm saying? Then there's just like, you know, champagne room. And that's totally different. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just for like, you know, straight up. Veterans who understand how to pimp a VIP room, you know, there's got to be a way in which to categorize, you know, the efforts of these ladies who go scantily clad, who may or may not do things on the side, you know what I'm saying, which is another league within itself. That's something totally different. I will not discuss that, but we're just talking about stripping here, you know. Not prostitution. No, not burlesque. We're talking about just stripping. Straight up stripping, all right? Like, and I appreciate burlesque, which I like to think of as stripping ROTC. You know, it's just part-time stripping. You're not doing too much, you know, but you're doing enough, but not doing too much. You know, it's artistic. It's cute. You know, it's tastefully done. You know, I like to think of, watching burlesque like I'm going into a bar that I thought had liquor, but only serves like coffee and tea. It's a beverage. You will feel something. Probably not what you thought you were going to feel, but there you go. Anyway, I just wanted your thoughts on the matter. You know, I just feel the need that, you know, strippers just do not get their appreciation. That's all. You know, it's a quiet appreciation, you know, and I don't think people should just like wait off for their appreciation. You know, give me my rose. You know, they say, you know, don't wait till I die. Give me my roses now. You know, give these strippers, you know, their due now. You know, like for you shortchanging them, you know, throwing your dollar bills. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. You know, appreciate a stripper now. You know, I'm just saying. Oh, if you're a stripper out there and you didn't feel love from any of the patrons, just know that Remy loves you. Remy loves all strippers. Stripper lives matter. Hashtag stripper lives matter. All strippers matter. All right. No, all strippers do matter. You know, young, old, discombobulated, you know what I'm saying? Gut, no gut, pole dancing, non-pole dancing, big booty, small booty, big cleavage, no cleavage, half a cleavage. I'm just saying, all strippers matter. That's it's good times. It's good times. I'm just saying. What are your thoughts on the stripperage? If you want to talk about strippers, please call in at 718-928-9732. I'll be here all hour. We'll be discussing this. It is whatever. You know, I just care about these issues. It just fell through the cracks. Like, we just don't appreciate strippers enough in this society. Why don't we? Like, why is like, what is the stigmatism that we have in society that we don't necessarily appreciate strippers? You know, one day out of the week, you know, we could stick it on a Saturday. It's fine. If it can't be on a Monday through Friday, I get it. What? Because it's a school day. Fine. I get that part. But at least a weekend, you know what I'm saying? Just for some cheeks clapping and everything like that. It's just weird. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right. I'm going to hit you off with a little Papa Son. This is a little something from back in the day when I was growing up. Hope you like it. It's called Strange. Strange that we don't appreciate enough strippers in our life. Don't you think? I think so. Anyway, we'll be right back. Keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Watch it. Listen.
My name is Danny Zanzi. I'm only 24. I used to have my own key to push my own out the door. But now I'm living on the street side because I'm all alone. Distress and strain and poverty leave me without a home. Just because my girlfriend left me, she found somebody else. I think so much about her, I keep on talking to myself. I get so weak and lazy, I just can't do my work. My boss said I am crazy, fire me and call me a jerk. Everything I earn in my life, I give it unto you. You leave my life and happy, I don't know what to do. But so help me God, do the best I can. And though you leave me and I don't know where my future stands. Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. Watch it. I know that sometimes true love, it is so hard to find. I'll put all my trust in you, thinking that you were mine. But love is just a feeling, sometimes it make you blind. And I was only dreaming, she treat me so unkind. Sometimes you make mistakes that you can barely see. I used to do for you, but you don't do for me. About your diamond ring, about your fancy car, and know you're leaving, and I don't know who you really are. Strange things are happening. I tried to get myself back all together again. I can't get help from no one, not even my closest friend. But through experience, I really learned a lot. Education, common sense, the only things I've got. Don't want no ice cream loving, no cheating or bug biting. I want a love with meaning, I need a love with feeling. Someone to call my darling and kiss and say good morning. To all you cheaters, oh, this is just a special warning. Strange.
Yeah, Papa Son giving up all the tea, Papa Son. Yay. Strange things are happening. Strange things like we don't appreciate strippers today. Why? Why? I ask you. Anyway, hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, logged on to Facebook Live for just a little touch. Just a little touch. Not a whole lot of touch. Just a little. Oh, well. Anyway, moving forward. It's been a hot day, folks. Like, how do you keep your balls cold on such a hot day? Call in 718-928-9732. If you don't have balls, that's okay. You can call in anyway. Boom. Hope all is well. Boom. Shout out to you, DB Frick. On Facebook Live, I see you. What's going on? Hope everything is well. Yeah. All right. Let's not engage too much into politics. We are, I guess, I don't know, was it 5 months into the SS? That's right. By the SS, I mean the shit show. It is everything that I thought it was going to be and more. It was moronic. It's stupid. It's idiotic. You know, it's the dumbification of everything that I thought that we were going to get after January 20th. Oh, I can't even begin. Anyway, but I'm not going to get pissed off. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We America deserve this president. And please stop looking for Barack Obama. All right, let that man be. He gave you eight solid years, eight hits. All right, and you didn't appreciate none of that. So leave him alone. All right, let him go parasailing wherever he wants to be. All right, y'all don't deserve him. Y'all don't deserve him. Let's move forward. Oh man. Anyway. What else is going on that I want to talk about? I think I saw something in the news. Oh yeah, folks, I'm not a big swimmer, and don't judge me because I'm black. Whatever, but I've seen that we are getting a bunch of like these these shark attacks in the water and everything. Just recently, somebody got their kayak bitten, and because they were in the water with a shark, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna be with the shark on this one, you know. Because guess what? If you break into someone's house, chances are you are an intruder. And if you're an intruder, you get your head blown off, my friend. You know, it's like, but I want to enjoy the water, and you know, like, yeah. But that shark lives there. Did you tell the shark you was coming over today? Did you, Moondoggy? No. Okay then. All right. Then stay your ass out the water. Stay your ass out the water. Like, oh no, but you know, I want to enjoy myself and blah, blah, blah. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. You know, like we hear it, it doesn't matter even if it's in America. It doesn't matter anywhere. Like, look, you jump into the water unless you live there, unless you actually have fins or you have a dorsal fin, fins, scales. You know what I'm saying? You're like part-time fish. I don't know. Unless like you can show that you are a resident, you know what I'm saying, of the Poseidon Deep Blue Sea, stay your ass out the water or you get bit. I don't care if you get bit and die. I'm like, that's on you, man. That's on you. Who told you to get up in there? You could like what? You could jump on a boat. No one told you. I don't mind you jumping on a boat. You can go ahead, jump on a boat. Have your good ass time. You're gonna be all right. You know, you start jumping in the water and in one of these like shark cages and everything. You put your life in your own hands. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I feel this way. You know what I'm saying? But you knew the dangers of going into the deep blue sea. You know, I mean, the truth is, we don't even know what's on like parts of the ocean floor, you know, but you knew there were sharks up in that water.
But it's so beautiful and I wanted to be out there. And don't you think?
And shut up. All right. So, I mean, gee, I didn't say you can't go close to the shoreline and dip your feet in and everything. Go ahead. Do that. Like what? You're staying at a hotel? I'm sure they have a pool. Like. It's like, yeah, but I can't snorkel in the pool. A tough titty. I don't care that you can't. I do not care that you cannot put on your snorkeling in the pool and everything like that. You do that in the deep blue sea somewhere in the Bahamas and you get jumped by like four sharks. That's your ass, Mr. Postman. Ain't my fault. What's up, Tom Tenney? How you doing? Anyway, moving forward. Just to wrap this discussion up, because I think it's a good talk that we're having. I just feel that, like, stop breaking into sharks' homes. Stop breaking into whales' homes. All right? Like, do better. All right? Go find yourself an Olympic-sized pool somewhere. You know, chill out. Do you really need to go, like, go coral fishing and all that stuff? No, you don't. You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing it for, like, you know, scientific purposes and you work for, like, the National Geographic, I get it. Do that. You should do that. If you work for National Geographic and you try and get like spectacular pictures for the sake of my entertainment education, by all means, you know. But if you're just like somewhere in like Turks and Caicos and everything like that, and you just want to, you know, get some conch because, you know, oh, it's the cool thing to do. And then shut up, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope every toe on your foot gets bitten off like it's hors d'oeuvre for a shark. I hope so. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yes, I said it. I said that out loud. I don't care. Enough. Like, how many times somebody got to get bit by a shark before people just understand, like, hey, stop breaking into sharks' homes. Anyway. I got that off my chest. Look, if you want to hear me talk about this more, please log on to www.radiofreebrooklyn.com, where I'll just be talking trash all the way to the top of the hour. You keep it locked here. I love you all on Facebook Live. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Yes. Anyway, to finish up that conversation that I was that we were just having, folks. Like, seriously, I just do not care about like people getting bit by sharks. I know. It sounds heartless. You know, it's only because like, would you go down? Like, I mean, as much as you should be curious about life. Would you go down like a dark alley, you know what I'm saying, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, because you just for the thrill? I mean, someone probably will, I guess, you know. Now, me per se, I'm gonna go with no, because no good things can happen at down dark alley at 2 o'clock in the morning, nowhere, you know. And I've watched Jaws. I'm like, y'all, everybody needs to stop this, man. It's like, when are we just going to stop invading the homes of these sharks and let them be? Yes? Anybody else? No, just me? God. I guess I'm all alone on this one, right? All right. No, that's fine. It's fine. I don't need you. I don't need you on this one. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Anyway. I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you down memory lane here with Marvin Gaye. This is a little rare touch of "I Want You." This is some studio sound that he did. It's pretty cool. Anyway, you keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com for butt, sweat, and beers. All right, talk to you soon. Whoa.
Top right now, going to the top, top, top. Oh, baby, it's the vamp, vamp, vamp up top, very top, very top.
That was a studio session of Marvin Gaye putting together the song "I Want You." Oh, it's so rough and beautiful. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Oh man, Marvin Gaye. They don't even make music like that anymore. Let me explain something. Marvin Gaye was an institution within itself. You know what I'm saying? He gave you so many hits. I mean, the What's Going On album is possibly like one of the top. I think according to Billboard, it was like under the top 500 albums ever made or something. You know, so there's that, you know. And then he made Here, My Dear, because he was going through a divorce and he didn't want to pay his ex-wife. So he titled his next album Here, My Dear. Like, here's the track. Here's the money. Here you go. You are a cold-hearted woman. Whatever. It's so hilarious. It possibly is one of his worst pieces of work ever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, anybody trying to like pay during the divorce and everything like that, you know? So, but yeah, but regardless, Marvin Gaye, rest in peace. Possibly one of the greatest artists out there in the history of music entertainment ever, period. Oh man, they don't make music like that. They do make music Soul Child though. Now, music Soul Child, I wish they didn't make music like that. That dude's horrible. I mean, I know you're not supposed to say that about like artists and everything like that, because you know they're trying and everything, but it's horrible. Like, he's just not. It's just not good. You know, it's horrible. He was in some show at Prospect Park in the rain. A friend of mine said it, and by the time he was like going through his set, the rain started coming down, and then the crowd just filtered out. They're like, you know what, you know, I guess that's our time to leave. You know what I'm saying? That's your cue to leave. Like, Music Soul Child, I've heard you. Like, do better, man. Do better. I mean, go get your check, man. But do better. You know, can you do like Marvin? Music? Can you do this, Music Soul Child? Do that, Music. Can you, huh? Music Soul Child. Can you hit me in my soul, just like Marvin Gaye used to hit him? Can you do this? Once again, Marvin Gaye, I Want You. That is a great song. That is the best begging song in the history of begging for love ever. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right and everything. You know what I'm saying? Please, please, please. But I want you to want me to. I want you to want me, baby, just like I want you. Think about that. That is some beautiful stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? People were conceived to this music. Nobody got conceived to no Music Soul Child. And if they did, it was by accident. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame. No, though, there's some good taxpayers out there. They're probably young and everything like that. And one day they'll be good taxpayers. But you know, but there were people conceived to Marvin Gaye's music, and those folks, you know, I'm sure they're all members of the Congressional Black Caucus. But whatever, you know, the point is, there's some good stuff, man. Rest in peace, Marvin Gaye. They don't make music like that anymore. They shut down the factory. It's a damn shame. I mean, you can't even find the parts to even make a singer just like Marvin Gaye anymore. It's a shame. I mean, there's some good music out there, R&B wise. I will give it to you, whatever. There's a plethora of good artists out there. Yes, a plethora. But man, and sometimes like when you just hear music like that, like, come on, I want you to want me, baby, just like how I want you. You know what I'm saying? I want my love for you to be equal, you know what I'm saying, for the love you want for me. Because if not, man, you know, I'm just going to be putting in so much work tonight. And, geez, I know I'm not going to get a check for overtime. I'm just saying, baby. Like, oh, man. Oh, man. Do you want me to want you, audience, the way you want me back? I'm not even sure y'all want me. It's okay. We're going to be all right. You know, do y'all want me? 718-928-9732. I appreciate you all. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all out here. I'm glad y'all are here with me. You know what I'm saying? On the want. Oh, man. It's been a glorious day. Ooh. Can't wait. What's going on this weekend? Anything going on? Oh, apparently, oh, look at that. The Mayweather fight's still on. Is anybody a fight fan? This is our sports section right here. And in sports, apparently, Conor McGregor decided, like, yeah, maybe it's a good idea to go challenge a boxer in his own home. He's going to fight, Floyd Mayweather, August 26th. I think it's going down somewhere in Vegas because that's what you do. So, yeah, there's that. Oh, it's going to be fun. Can't wait. Oh, man. Yeah, Shaka Khan. And other non-sports news, Shaka Khan turned to a vegan liquid diet in order to see a major weight transformation. Oh, look at that. Shaka's looking good. Shaka Khan's like 69 and can still get it. You know, I know that sounds a little scantily clad to say over the radio and everything like that, but Shaka... You know, I mean, whatever. I'm not stalking Shaka Khan. I'm just saying, like, you know, Shaka Khan was, you know, at the coffee shop and everything like that. And she ordered like a latte and I had a double espresso. You know, I'll probably order another espresso and everything like that because I'm going to be putting work that night. That's right. It's like me and Shaka. What? She's going to be like, tell me something good. And I'm going to be like moaning. It's going to be marvelous. Marvelous. I tell you. Oh, man. It's gonna be wonderful. Ah, Marvin Gaye. Thank you for that moment, Marvin. That's right. Marvin Gaye. Music Soul Child, keep trying. Keep trying. You're gonna be all right. Anyway, let's see. Ooh. Let's play a little something by the Roots. This is it's a little something we like to call Stay Cool. Like, you stay cool. Let's stay cool. We all stay cool, my friend. Keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com on Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
Rude boys, keep that thing at your side. Be all right, motherfuckers. Philly, we up in here. We all live. I'm puffing this gon' leave a mommy cool in her head. Seen the dudes play it cool for real. She be pushing pop, vessel in his shoes is ill. But her hand keeps slipping on the wood grain wheel. But it's cool, we never slipping when it's moves to make. Especially when what we talking ain't your usual case. I pump bass for y'all bathing apes to get charged. Nah, I'm not a dealer, I'm a poet at large. We in the wind with the roof back, letting the breeze hit us. The bathrobe worn with sweatpants and slippers. Coming to pay a visit to whoever on the hit list. Some of y'all been trying for years, you never get this, fool. Check it out. Stay cool, baby. Stay cool, huh? Come on, check. Stay cool. 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 Stay cool.
same stitch, yo, I'm going my job. Go up against enormous odds, wouldn't break a sweat. Money make a bet, funny son, you a threat. Well, I ain't shaking yet, 24-7 chilling. Tougher than penicillin from the block where the crooked cops killing like a villain. Children in the hood getting rocked by their buildings and brothers. Cross the board getting knocked by the millions distressed. Got me igniting the potent marijuana leaf. Trying to play it cooler than the polar bear colony. You feel the music, know I'm over there probably. Pimping on the same system that forever shorted me. I got the soul of a young Sam Cooke when I spit. It make you wanna make a new dance up. It's all to the good, shorty won't do that stuff. It's not another sound system, rocking steady as up. And it's cool. Yeah. Stay cool, huh? Check it out, it's Jeff.
Stay cool, motherfucker, y'all know.
They never ride past me, they really coming at me, right? They wanna know where the drugs, guns, and cash be. Probably wanna get me to run so they can blast me. Just blast me in your box, play my shit. I know it's crowded at the top, cause I'm on the tip. And that's as high up at the top as a brother could get. And how I do it make a lot of motherfuckers upset. But it's fine, re-jizzle and I'm back for mine. In case y'all getting tired of the same old shine. And I'm calm, calculated, and perfectly aligned. The way I'm operating, what is it, surgery or rhyme? It's not a thing when I lower the gradient lens frames. I'm cooler than Clyde Stubblefield, drummer for James. Hip hop was out of Hustleville, coming for chain. I exercise till a muscle build, breaking the chains, and I'm cool.
Stay cool, stay cool, stay cool, motherfuckers, y'all know.
Yeah, we're gonna get into some.
Yeah. Stay cool. Stay cool. Stay cool. Y'all know the rules. That's right. Give up for the roots. That was Black Thought. Possibly one of the greatest MCs we don't even talk about. Oh, whatever happened to the MC? Good times. Good times. Oh, yes. Moving forward. Yeah, so where were we? Marvin Gaye, the MC. Oh, yes. If anybody's having any cookouts and everything like that, and wishes to know who not to invite, there's a couple people I think we added to the list. I believe Donald Trump Jr. was was now added to the list, folks. If you made potato salad and you just finish putting out all your barbecue chicken, and Donald Trump Jr. decides to stop by, because he's a swell type of guy. Yeah, you shun the beast. You shun the beast, and you don't let him in. You do not let this man in. It's like no, not at all. He's persona non grata, And apparently, he just doesn't know how to keep the lie right. This dude is hilarious. Hilarious. The orange doesn't fall too far from the tree, I tell you. It's the truth. It's the truth, man. They're all clowns, man. It's a clown show, and the circus is not in town. Or maybe, no, the swamp is, but the circus is not in town, sadly. Oh, man. Anyway, but how are you enjoying Stripper Appreciation Day, everyone? Good? Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm getting all my stripper appreciation day. Not to say that I will not have burlesque appreciation day. I do enjoy a little artistic, showing a little knee, take it on back, show a little cleavage, take it on back. I enjoy that, but I need to know, hey, you out here for the money? You clapping these cheeks for the bills? I can respect that. I mean, man. If you're just out here for the, but if it sullies you, to actually get on stage and twerk, you know, to pay off Time Warner. I mean, you know, that's so judgmental. That's so judgmental. I appreciate people who just want to, you know, they like twerk hard for the money. You know, twerk hard for the money. Y'all gonna be all right. Yeah, like I'd be a bad stripper. I'd be a bad male stripper. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, because one, I'm a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. Yeah. That was a Tina Turner song. Y'all don't even know about that. Yeah, that was the old Tina Turner, you know, private dancer. Yeah, like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? She was putting people on. She was like, "Hey, I'll dance out here, but first you need to put something in the kitty." You know what I'm saying? Cause mama don't dance for cheap. No. These bills, like, mama got bills, and bills need to be paid and everything like that. So whatever, you know, like, hey, get it together. Love Tina. Love me some Tina Turner. Shout out to Mama Tina. She's going to be all right. I wonder if she's still touring. She's probably still touring somewhere. That, like, you just can't keep good legs down like hers. Anyway, all right. Like, for those of you who don't know, Tina Turner, private dancer, you know what I'm saying? It's like, boom, let me school you. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see. Let me see if I can bring that up for you right here. Keep it locked here on the Radio Free Brooklyn. Tina Turner, private dancer.
Well, the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. A $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea. Have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what
you want me to do? That's right, Private Dancer. You tell him, Tina. That's right. Boom. You want to see me dance? You take me to the champagne room. Boom. Straight from Tina Turner. Y'all can learn something out there. You know, some of y'all dance for free out here. You just need to go dance in some privates. I'm not saying in the DMs or anything like that. No, 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 no. If you're like a teacher, like, please, that's an acceptable occupation. I'm not saying you should whore it up, male or female, whatever. I'm just saying, you know, like, boom, only for the paying customers is what I'm trying to say. Just like Tina Turner said, she's going to be all right. She's going to be all right. Oh, my God. Like, she's like, what is she, like 72, 73 now? She's like, still got legs of steel. Like, and some of y'all don't want to go to Planet Fitness. Like, what's going on? Talk to me. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with y'all? Get it together out there. Everybody. Like, yeah, I know. I know. You're probably looking at a picture of me like, yeah, like, but you look a bit doughy, Remick. I'm like, no, I'm staying fat this summer. This is Stay Fat Summer 2017, all right? Like, I'm staying fat to protect myself from these crazy ladies out here. That's all it is. Like, 2018? Oh, I'm gonna be Bruce Strength. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be dope. Can't wait. Oh, I'm doing like burpees every day this summer. Nope. You know what I'm saying? This is today. I'm probably gonna go do like a double Chipotle. Why? I don't deserve it, but I'm gonna do it anyway. How about that? You ever thought about that? Anyway, folks, you've all been majestically whimsical and phenomenal and wonderful. So I'm going to bid you adieu this day. It's been wonderful. Keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to be next show up is Earhammer with Ramel. It's like, boom, that's gonna be amazing. All right, so like, once again, I've been your host, Remy Benice. I love you all. You've been majestic and whimsical to me, as I've been majestical and whimsical to you. Let us all truly go out there and appreciate all strippers as best as we can. All right. Yes. Can we make that promise? Wonderful. All right. You've been lovely. Happy Kwanzaa to us all. Good night.
I know what it is to be broken and be bald. Tell you that my silver is gold, though I'm much too old for make-believe. And I know what it's like to be held and not be held. Funny how stomach and fed seem satisfied, cause it's well and swollen in you. Sky like a star, but nobody told.